Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o. Mm-hmm.
I've been walking.
Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-o.
My face turned to
stars fill the night.
That's why I wanna
stand up,
take my people with me. Together we are
going
to a
brand new home far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling, calling me to enter?
Gonna keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones.
And I know what's around the bend might be hard. Faces I'm alone, and I just might fail. But Lord knows I tried. Sure as
stars fill up the sky.
Until Yes, yes. How you all doing today? Air date March the 5th, 2021. 49 a.m. A.m., which means after 49 years after the death of our honorable ancestor Malcolm X. And today is my born day. Yay! Happy, happy born day to me. 49 years old today. So we've been just chilling, kick back, full cranberry is what I wanted. But I want to thank everyone for the well wishes and the birthday wishes and the love and the awesomeness that has been sent my way on today, this week. I love you all, always. Thank you for the support that you all are giving us, myself, my family, my comrades. We want to thank all of you all. So today, the Truth and Power Corner, first we want to always, and that's always, salute our political prisoners and our family that are in these jails and that are stuck in these situations. Don't think we have not forgotten about you all. We'll never forget about you all. You all are our part of our nation, our frontline first warriors of our nation. And we must do what we can for you. Salute to all Black media platforms, to our sisters and brothers that are out here always bringing us the truth, knowledge, and power. We need that in this time. This is our time to be the paradigm shifters. We have to be the ones that change the consciousness of our people, of our nation, of our African nation. Too many of us do not know who we are, forgotten, has been beaten out of us, has been, you know, taken away from us, lied to us, you know. And we understand and overstand. But now it's time to do what we have to do to get it back and get it back under control for our children. Can't keep on sitting here making excuses and generation after generation still passing down the same fucking lies. Still passing down the same bullshit and not progressing, not doing anything. Time out for my ancestors want us to stand unapologetic. I don't care what y'all say. Can't nobody tell me nothing now. I can feel their spirit in my chest every time I speak. They're tired of this weakness. Stepping back, stepping down, cowering down, looking down. Don't even look these people in their eyes. Who are they? They're no more important than you are. Need to start believing and knowing that you are the most important thing to you. Treat yourself that way. Salute to all of the people that are providing African stimulated, African centered education to our children. Now, I don't know if you all are not paying attention to what is going on, or you just being stupid. Because no person walking this planet is going to come and tell me that you see progression, enlightenment, you see learning going on with our children in these public indoctrination centers. These centers and facilities are built to break our boys, and they build up our little girls. But they build them to think that they don't need a man. They build them up to think that they need white men to take care of them. Or they need to be, you know, sleeping white men to make it. It's time to break this psychosis in our children's brains and our inner bodies. People, come on, liberate us. They haven't even been born yet. Because they're going to be untouched by these people and by this world. they're going to come out the womb ready to take their heads off. Until we start riding like that, wrong like that, they're going to keep doing the things they do look. Don't give a damn.
But, like I said, today is my birthday, so
I'm celebrating my birthday. And like I said, that's one of the main things we need to do is break that educational system up. I want to say salute always to the Vanguards Online Academy. We appreciate you all. Thank you all for the educational study hour that you have started sponsoring, which can be, you can join that show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central at this same number, 516-387-1549. And that's our educational study hour with the Vanguards Online Academy. We want to make that a place for our young scholars. They can come together, talk, read books, share African history facts and different things like that and get to know each other as a family. So like I said, it's every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Central here at Truth and Power Corner. It's our educational study hour sponsored by the Vanguards Online Academy. I want to also say salute and ashe to the Ashe Academy. I am so proud to be a part of it. My daughter attends the Ashe Academy in Coldwater, Mississippi. With Mama Crystal, Brother Patrick, Mama Z, Sister Sam, Mama Sam, Mama Ayo, Mama Catherine, and a host of other beautiful kings, queens, Mama Tracy, Mama Sade. We are having a great time educating our children at our Saturday Academy. Beautiful house in there. I'm talking about this old. It's really the first time I've seen my baby look smile like they be so big on her face coming from school. And I love. So we want to make sure that everybody knows about their support. Donate. Salute to Brother Noble and Sis Mo and our family in Colorado, the Unity Community and Mile High News. Mile High News, Unity Community, support, donate. Join our social media platforms, donate and help them. So like I said today, we're just chilling today. Nothing too, you know, far-fetched. This is an open mic show. If you want to call in, you can call in. I'm sure if you're listening, some people might have questions they want to ask. Some people might have things they want to say. Today is the day. Call in 516-387-1549. Call in, ask a question, make your comment. Free day. Do what you need to do. I'm here. Like I said, we just working today. We just chilling out today. On my birthday, Sister Mo might call in later. Whoever wants to call in, like I said, 516-387-1549. Let's talk. So, I'm playing my song.
Why they gonna call us born fiends when we can't get no jobs, but we went to school, man. Can't get a loan to get capital for a business.
Why do they call us born free?
Why do they call us born free?
Get all around us.
Yes, all right. Just chilling out, playing a couple of little beats while we see what's going on. Chill out, chill back, a little wine going, cramp legs, cramp. We're just chilling right now. Enjoy. Have fun. And this is our next tune. Thank you, yes. We have smooth beats on. We have to just relax, and this is what I'm doing. Just relaxing and chilling tonight. Like I said, today's air date, March 5th, 49 ADM, 49 years after the death of our great ancestor, Malcolm X. So it means 49 years. It's the year 20. 21, March 5th, 2021 is our air date. My born day. Yay! Yay! I in December, I did not want to come on, but I am going to get better at my obligations and my responsibilities. So whether I want to or whether I feel the need to, I have to keep my commitment. My show comes on Fridays at 5 p.m. Central. Came on a little late, but I'm here. So like I said, if anyone wants to call in, this is an open mic night, free conversation, whatever you want to ask me, whatever you want to talk about, come in about free talk, 516-387-1549. You catch the replay, come in, and, you know, come in on the post, come in on the playback. And I promise you, I will get back to you. We want to start being more interactive with our listeners and hoping everybody is, you know, free. You're free to make your self known, speak your mind, your voice. Because we have to learn how to merge them together. Work together in some kind of way. Listen, we haven't tried what we need to try. We haven't known what we need to do. And I'm not understanding why the passion does not burn inside of each and every one of you. But I can't understand fear. I can't understand not wanting to be uncomfortable. But you have to understand, being uncomfortable is growing. Being uncomfortable is living. Living is changing. If you're staying one way and staying in one, if you're going to stay in one way and don't change, you're not progressing, you're not moving, you're dying. I've been in this state before. Don't want to do nothing. Don't love yourself enough. Even want to be nothing. Don't care. But I need to look at my baby. My children. Heal me, leave me. Y'all can say what. Keep on playing these little games, thinking these little fairy tales so cute. Because you rich. And you get to walk around the dressed up monkey looking like a fool for these, the real monkeys. Why they laughing at you, using you up with rituals, taking your essence, your energy, making you sex slaves and your children. But y'all are great. So it's time for you to get back that money, or it's time for you to step down from that throne. And they rip it, snatch it, throw your eggs out. Y'all think y'all children better off than mine. Just glad that I know it comes with a couple of our children's skin. Since it even matches, even after you mix it with one of those monkeys. Because they're gonna taste it as well. But the only thing is, y'all making a whole nother race for them. Of them. But all my children are fine. And at the end of each and every day, they're going to treat them, neither one of them any differently. I need to wake up, people. I know I have always been the kind of person I was like, I thought. It's funny, because I used to be like, damn, I guess I can never be a princess, because I don't look like that. And that was right. But not knowing that we are grace on this earth. Our children need to know this, man. We need to stop playing these games. Don't not tell your children the truth. I don't care what you say. trying not to. I'm trying to tell you my mama. Yeah, they were. They ain't unbelievable.
But I guess for you, this is my born day, March 5th, 49 ABM, which is March 5th, 2021. We have Nations Day coming up in the March 26th, 27th, and 28th. You can go to Eventbrite, putting in NAN, N as in Nancy, A, N as in Nancy, D, as in dog, 53, and sign up for our Nations Day, you know, and join us virtually. We will be celebrating Nations Day with the Republic of New Africa. So join us. Like I said, check out Eventbrite, NAND, 53, that's N as in Nancy, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, NAND, 53, and join us for Nations Day for the Republic of New Africa. Birthday. I'm trying to, you know, be kind of mellow. You might not like this. It's not always good today. That's okay. But, you know, we have one more song before we leave. And then, we're going to leave now with our last song. And then, come out. Calling in from area code 720 and peace and power. Who's on the line tonight?
Peace and power. Grand Rising Queen.
What's up?
Happy birthday. Happy solar return day. Sorry, I could only jump in for a little bit, but I wanted to jump in before I make it to this appointment. But I had to turn on my GPS, and I didn't want it on while I was talking to you, so sorry about that.
That's all right. Yeah, I was just on here playing a couple of tunes. Going to be getting off in a minute anyway, but thank you for calling in. Because I told him, I said, this is a free show. They can call in, ask any questions, say what they want to say. Hey.
Hey,
then I'm ready to go. Come
up. I know, that's
right. So how y'all doing?
We're good. We're doing good. I had to go get my infusion, and then Adolph just brought me back home so I can run up here.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we're good, though. How are you feeling?
I'm Yeah. I got to tell Brother Nova, now I'm about to get off here, and I think I'll be in for the night.
I don't blame you. I'm going to be in for the night, too. I get back home, I'm staying.
Thank you. Already through booking. I've been getting my wine in all day, so shit, it's time for me.
I'm going to be in bed, too.
Yes, ma'am. I sure appreciate you calling in, and thank you so very much, because like I said, I was just on here for a minute. I said what I had to say, because like I was telling them, we got to do better. You know, if it's something you want to talk to, you know, say, you can go ahead and do that, because like I said, you know, we got to do better. We got to want better, at least for our children. You know
Definitely.
What I'm saying? Because I don't understand, what do they see? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What do you all see? Like I told even a rich motherfucker, y'all ain't doing nothing that's so glamorous, because look at what T.I. them going through now.
Right.
And they dragging down everybody with them. Now Nelly name been put in. All these people being dragged down, and this is all that they had. This is their lives, all that they had. What we grew up on, what we know about, this, that, and other. Now all of them being dragged out. But then we found out about the music industry, but y'all found out about it, but y'all didn't break it. So if you condone this shit, how can we say, oh, now it's time for us to stand up for y'all?
Right.
That makes no sense to me. Now we supposed to put all aside just because they black and defend them. But y'all enrolled these monkeys all this time doing stuff against us. Because they weren't doing that to no white girls, because if they were doing it to white girls, they could be in jail.
Yeah, they'd have been locked up long time ago.
So you worked with these, because there were some white ones with them too. So you worked with them and did this to black girls. You got black daughters. So then you did this. Now you want us to stand with you.
Right.
Come on, man.
And
we're
supposed to stand
on that.
Ain't no way. Yeah, I agree.
It can make sense to me. Then when you say something against it, you a hater. No, I'm not a hater. I don't want my baby wants to be a superstar. And I can't even tell my baby, go out there and do your best, darling. Because
right.
I know she got to bend over and give up her fucking soul to do
that.
So I have to tell her no. And then she looking at these motherfuckers over here that, well, they pretty. They got the weave and the makeup I want.
Yeah. Like you said, that's why we got to do better for our babies. That's why we got to make sure we create spaces for them where they don't have to do all that stuff.
Yeah. So we got to do better, family. I said, because this shit, like I was telling them, I'm 49, and I'm just sitting back thinking of this stuff, because when I was a little girl, I'm thinking, I was dreaming. I used to be like, shit, I know. You know how they used to have that fairy tale, that Cinderella shit? This shit didn't used to resonate with me, because them bitches didn't look like me. So I knew I wasn't going to be no fairy tale princess. So now, what do we feed to our children?
Right. That's true. Yeah, that's why it's up to us to teach our kids about their self, about their history, where they come from. We got to let them know they're beautiful and tell them they're beautiful. Because looking at the TV and the videos and all that stuff, they're not going to see women who look like them.
And that they
because
claim
even
you.
A lot of the women in the industry, they've had work done and all kind of stuff.
Thank you. Every one of them blonde. Bitch, you black. And I get so sick of talking about,
where is some black people, black hair?
Oh, you're not there.
Right.
I mean, I'm on radio. I'm sorry. But
no, there's not many. I mean, there's not many black women with blonde hair. That's why I've never been a fan of blonde hair. I don't do the contacts, blue contacts, gray contacts, none of that, because that's not a reflection of me.
They in Africa. But this is my thing. These white, stanky-ass monkey mother monkeys made them hate their big butts, hate their big butts, hate their... And then you turn a corner and every white bitch I see got a butt implant, a lip implant, and everything else looking like us. And they think that is the perfect one. A white bitch.
Right. They buy them butts and stuff.
They'll tell us we too fat. Or they'll tell us, now, you'll get these white hoes from birth. I know I'm on radio. Excuse me for saying it. But from birth, they are groomed with bananas. Do you think? Understand me. You know what I'm talking about. From birth, they are groomed from birth and for this. You have to have a man take care of you. From birth, what do they tell a black daughter or a black girl? You have to make it on your own. You have to be strong. You have to be. But I need a man as well.
Right.
Do you feel? But from the womb, they teach these hoes this. And then they'll come up, on the football team, basketball team. But the black girl will come in, just because she had a baby at 16, she trying to trap him, and she a gold digger. Come on, make it make sense. Because she's going
right.
through all of them till she finds one stupid enough to marry.
Yep. That's true. You're right.
And I put it on all of us. Because, like I said, I have a dark skinned daughter. I had to think about my baby because ain't no way you did. I'm going to teach my child. Thanks for
that,
just like everybody else.
Right.
And then I look at most of the women that are married are light-skinned, or most of the children that are being born now are light-skinned or mixed. Come on, man.
Right.
Just go to Instagram or go to Facebook, YouTube. Put in, housewives of Atlanta or something like that, right? They're children. Look down that thing and tell me how many dark skin you see. You just think in your mind.
Right. That's true. I could count them on my hand now. It's what, like three, maybe four of them on there that are dark skinned. I mean, you even have one that's not even black. And they one,
I didn't count nobody but the
baby. That's why babies got all this hair down their back, because that's all they see is the dark and light skinned women with hair down their back.
All the babies' hair is wet, curly. Like I told my children, don't think that hair is good hair because it's wet and curly, because it's the kinkiest, nappiest stuff.
Right.
They got them thinking that. But the only baby I can think of that's dark skinned is Candy's little baby.
That's true.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
And she's not even dark.
My mama used to have that bad where she used to tell my other two that my middle son had good hair. He's a little lighter and his hair is a different texture a little bit. And so she would be telling them that the middle one had the good hair. And I used to always tell all three of my boys, ain't no such thing as no bad hair. We don't have bad hair. It's not bad hair. If your creator gave it to you, it's not bad hair.
It's different. Yours is curled. You got a different curl pattern. Because it grows toward the sun.
Right.
and you the only one that
right.
don't have fur like these monkeys. See, you see how I use that word?
Right.
I say monkeys every time. And they get angry because of that. Girl, that boy taught me that on his social media, you know, all African social media sites. So I'm over there, I'm just like, okay, how can we get all of the borders closed in Africa? Get all these monkeys up out of there. I don't want to be around these monkeys. You know, don't not come these. You know what I'm saying? Girl,
right.
He tags me in the comments. Tammy Nail, we don't preach hate.
Because I said monkey, I'm preaching hate. Because they've been trying to put that off on us all this time.
Girl, he hated, he did that. He was like, I was just, let me tell you one thing. You, blip, 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 blip. You know, I'll use words, though. I said, you going to tell me I'm preaching hate because I'm saying something about these dasty, dirty, stinky, disgusting monkeys? I said, man, that's the biggest insult you could ever give me. I said, I'm glad I saw you do this. I said, because you was going to promote this site. You got me fucked. Y'all ain't number cones in that bitch. Mine went off. You're going to tell me I'm preaching hate because I say something about it. I don't give a damn how I talk about a white person. If a black person says something against it, something wrong with them.
Right.
That's true.
Girl, I can't. That mentality right there, that's why I say it's going to take a purging. See, because motherfuckers, that mentality right there, they'll be the motherfuckers letting them monkeys in the back door.
I was going to say, they'll be the ones get us killed.
Yeah. So it's going to have to be a purging so they can get out the way so we can get the nation built. You see what I'm saying? Once we get the nation built,
yeah.
We can take the nation. But we got to get these people like that out of the way.
Got it. Because them are the kind of people who killed Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Them are the kind of people who are trying to kill our great leaders and stuff.
Yeah. And keeping the stint, you know, keeping these divisions among us, playing games. Because I don't care what nobody to say, if you are working toward our liberation in any way and you're for real about it, you don't work with the pigs in any capacity. I don't give a goddamn
right.
If you stuff your toe in front of this motherfucker, you better suck that shit in and get the fuck out. And you
that's
ain't
right.
For anything, cause and they used to drive my soul right there. I can't do it.
Can't
so
do
what
it.
What I got to do, I have to be prepared.
That's right. And you're going to have to be prepared to take some of your own out, too.
And then this was the funny part. Mocha always talking about calm, pony, calm, pony. Okay, answer me this question. Riddle me this. Why do they always show up after shit happens? I'm done. They don't do nothing to investigate.
Right.
So, what are you going to do while you getting them there? Because you the motherfucker got to get them up off your ass first.
Right.
Yeah, we don't think. We do not think. Because we need the police. Okay, we need the police. But you the one getting them up off your ass in the first place.
No, we need to police our damn self. That's the problem. We need to police our damn self. We'll deal with our own.
Now, you going to talk about you not need no fucking police. When they get there, all they doing is putting the motherfucking cop. You the one that's got to fight him. You the one that's got to kill him or not. Damn pigs
right.
Ain't going to do nothing. And then, how do they get their cases solved? They come back and ask you what happened. So what the fuck
right.
You making
that's right. Melly, I got to jump off of here. I love you.
Okay,
I gotta
okay.
Get in here.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
You're welcome. All right, love you. Have y'all life.
Love you too. Enjoy the rest of your night.
I am. Thank you.
All right. Like I said, we have a great time tonight. That was a great conversation with Sis Nelly in up in Colorado with Brother Noble, Unity Community, and our family, Mile High News team. Queen's Corner, check us out Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. I'm going to go out with my last song tonight. Like I said, I have enjoyed each and every one of you all. Thank you all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. This is the Truth and Power Corner. Check us out next Friday. We'll have Sister and Jessica Mack from the Southern Vegan Soul Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia. Great vegan meals, great vegan restaurant. My sister and Queen introduced us to her, and we'll be speaking with her on next Friday. So call me to the show at 516-387-1549 next week, next Friday. Like I said, this has been a great show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for birthday wishes and the love and everything. I love you all. I love you all. All power to the people. Power.
Sandra Bland. Trayvon Martin. Michael Brown. Alton Sterling. God knows how many more you done killed. But I'm going to let you know right now, we done marching. We done protesting. This is war.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on gas, dressed up in black, with a panther on my chest.
Folks think I'm dripping and say that I'm strange, cause all I be dropping is knowledge. I speak philosophy, real anthropology, dropping most times to college. Picking dimensions, I talk mathematics, I move through this life universally. Unapologetic, I never regret it, dismiss it if you talk commercially. There was a land of living the truth, believing nothing until you show proof. Good, bad, the ugly, the facts of the facts of the facts of the self, and it's killing our youth. We better wake up and make a decision, and change up our mental, our focus, our vision, before we get something to murder and system that set us to tell. So pop on my words and the powers that wanna be altered, they gonna be blotted. The fact that they kill us methodically, but we all see that it's right there in front of us. So arrogant that they tell us their strategy.
Soldiers are ready, my people are tired. Our weapons so thick, so it's time to go get it. You wanted to battle, we finished the shit. Come up to the front line, it's time to go get it.
Jump, 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 jump. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. Yeah. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a panther on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. Yeah. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a panther on my chest.
The devil is closing it fast. Killing off all of our future, so tell me that's why we keep giving the pass. When they doing it with no conscience, being dismissive, killing our brothers and sisters and fathers and making excuses about it. Instead of taking the head of their body and tearing their heart about it. I'm sick of oppression, I'm sick of the struggling, homie, I'm sick of the lies. Sick of these crooked ass craps just riding, randomly taking them lives. We need to do something that's better than nothing. Standing is better than kneeling, bleeding is better than begging the devil for peace, man. I take it and giving the feeling. Time to rise, unite, homie, it's time to get it right. Cause if we don't, we won't. It's just our life will go from day to night.
Get us on track.
Get back online and just focus upon our people. Stop worrying about the devils and stop trying to be their equal.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. Yeah. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a panther on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour. Yeah. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a panther on my chest.